over 4 decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners, but quietly one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NBA, the Knicks defeated the Cavs 109-93 in Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. New York shot 52% from the field, had 32 assists, and all starters ended in double digits.
Nothing. We just didn't make shots. I loved everything about the looks we got. And some days, you just miss the open ones. Got great looks. Sometimes we're in and out. Sometimes we're short. Offensively, I'm not worried at all.
That was Cavalier star Donovan Mitchell, who had 26 points in the loss. Game 3 between the Spurs and the Thunder will tip off on Friday at 8:30 Eastern time. OKC star Jalen Williams is questionable with a hamstring injury. Spurs guard De'Aaron Fox and teammate Dylan Harper are also listed as questionable. At the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Canadians outscored the Hurricanes 6-2 in Game 1 of the East Final. And in baseball, Diamondbacks have won 5 in a row after beating the Rockies 2-1.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait. The spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, May 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
DA's office charges adult and juvenile for Templeton Feed and Grain Fire. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority posts frequently asked questions section ahead of hearing for fees. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 80s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County District Attorney's Office has announced they have charged an adult male with a juvenile in connection with the fire that destroyed the Templeton Feed and Grain store last year. The fire broke out at about 11:30 p.m. on Independence Day, caused by fireworks. The Sheriff's Office has identified an adult who facilitated the procurement of illegal fireworks and explosives, and the juvenile who used them. Due to California law, No identifying information about the juvenile will be released. The adult, 38-year-old Michael Joseph Steele, is being charged with six criminal conducts for assisting the juvenile in finding, purchasing, and transporting illegal fireworks. The juvenile, a 16-year-old male resident, is being charged by juvenile worship petition and is being charged for the burning of the feed and grain and use of destructive explosives. Joseph Steele posted a $200,000 bail before he was arrested, learning of the warrant for his arrest prior to the arrest, and his arraignment date is scheduled for June 4th. Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority posts FAQ section ahead of hearing for fees. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. Ahead of the meeting next week that will discuss adopting groundwater sustainability fees, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority has published a frequently asked questions page on their website. The FAQ page says the proposed fees are not retroactive, and that is only for fiscal year 26 to 27. The board has not proposed a plan for future years' charges. The webpage says rainfall is accounted for using rain gauges throughout the Paso Robles subbasin, and the results are then spatially averaged between gauges so that every block has a representative precipitation amount. Landowners must provide a completed appeal form and documentation to support their appeal claims by June 8th. PRAGA will be holding its hearing regarding the fee in its next meeting on Wednesday, May 27th, in Centennial Park's Norris Room. The meeting will begin at 4 p.m., and a portion of the meeting to consider the fee adoption will start at 5 p.m. The California Mid-State Fair is seeking volunteers for its Friends of the Fair program. Volunteers are what make the Mid-State Fair possible, helping create memories, excitement, and community spirit for visitors. Friends of the Fair volunteers can earn a season pass if they complete at least 10 volunteer hours that include a two-hour shift during the fair and a workday or pre-fair shift. All sorts of hours are available from day to night, weekdays, and weekends. Volunteers under 16 must always be supervised by an adult. The 2026 California Mid-State Fair will run from July 15th through the 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s. KPRL News conducted an interview with the president of the Heritage Ranch Homeowners Association Board, Mason Yaffe. The interview focused on recent increases to the HOA's assessment fees, upgrading its security system, and community feedback. At the end of the interview, Mason shared his stance on a proposed California Senate bill, SB 1007, proposed by Senator Caroline Menjivar. Here's Mason on that.
This bill essentially limits our ability to increase assessments to the CPI, which is completely anti-capitalist and a dramatic overstep. It's an unfunded mandate that would make it very difficult for every association in the state to manage their finances in a responsible way. Because as you know, insurances and employee expenses and things like that don't go up every year by the CPI. And so just to keep up with the cost of running our association, we sometimes have to raise dues by a greater amount than the CPI. So this is something that's disturbing to all of the associations in the state, and another kind of controversial topic that we want to weigh in on.
Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The commemoration in Paso Robles will be held at the District Cemetery. Atascadero celebration will be at the Faces of Freedom Memorial, and Templeton's will be at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Each celebration will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by words from their guest speakers. The events are all expected to conclude after about an hour. Atascadero's commemoration will feature a barbecue by the Kiwanis, and for Templeton, will be a barbecue benefit fundraiser. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Athletics beat the Angels 3-2, the Blue Jays shut out the Yankees 2-0. Tonight, The Giants will face the White Sox. The Athletics will go against the Padres. The Angels will face the Rangers. The Dodgers will go against the Brewers. The Yankees will face the Rays. In California news, Governor Gavin Newsom issued an executive order directing California to prepare workers, small businesses, and communities for the economic disruption that artificial intelligence will bring to the workforce. Their order directs the state to explore policies that empower workers to help them share in the gains made from AI adoptions and respond to possible employment and workforce disruption. Authorities arrested more than 300 suspects and rescued 40 children during Operation Firewall, a massive multi-county child exploitation sting across Southern California. This month's long crackdown spanned more than five counties in the region. Suspects were charged with possession, production, and distribution of child sexual abuse material, lewd acts with a child, attempting to make contact or meet a minor for lewd purposes, human trafficking, failure to register as a sex offender, and more. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Lacey said, quote, "Get your kids off the internet. Nothing good comes from it. I don't care what platform it is. If there is an ability to communicate with an adult, they're being groomed." Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Agriculture doesn't always have a reputation for being the most technologically advanced industry. But that doesn't mean farmers aren't willing to adopt new technology. In fact, Bushel's Julia Eberhardt says in their recent State of the Farm survey, they asked hundreds of farmers the question point blank. Which of the following statements best describe your willingness to adopt new technology?
The number one leading answer, which is the number one like most experiential, right? It's I am willing to experiment with new technologies. Over 40% of these farmers, all ages, flat out saying, I'm willing to experiment with new technologies. And then you see like the next 20% is I want to see others maybe have some success first before I, you know, start using it. Farmers are not tech averse. Everyone has this stereotype of tech averse farmers. And year after year, our data proves that flat out wrong. And it only continues to grow.
Now, of course, that doesn't mean they're willing to purchase everything a company tries to sell them.
I'm willing to try new things, but it can't cost me $30,000 to just try it and you know, see if it works, right? Like there's got to be some ways to like be able to try that out. I'm not going to try that on all my fields. I'm going to just try it on a small one, but I'm willing to try. And then that, whatever it is, has to show value before doubling down again.
You can download the full report on Bushel's website, bushelpowered.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplements low moisture blocks available with Altacid or Clarify help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California production of almonds, peaches, and winter wheat is expected to drop, while production of durum wheat is projected to rise in 2026, according to a crop forecast released last week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The department estimated the 2026 almond crop will come in at 2.7 billion pounds, down about 1% from 2025. Total peach production is projected to fall nearly 10% this year to 480,000 tons, a dip from 532,000 tons last year. On wheat production, California is expected to harvest the same number of acres of winter wheat as last year, about 110,000, but yield is projected to be lower this year. The state is expected to produce 7.15 million bushels of winter wheat in 2026, compared to 9.46 million bushels in 2025. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner, breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Friday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with some clouds in the morning, highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunny on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday, and sunny on Friday. Mid-70s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Low 70s on Thursday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow rose to record territory today, and it could be the eighth winning week in a row for the S&P. Stocks are holding up despite some very mixed news. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey for the end of this month declined to a record low. The conference board's leading economic indicators, though, offering a different picture for April. That reading up 0.1%, better than expected, a sign the economy is improving. Fed Governor Christopher Waller, who favored cutting interest rates as recently as January, says growing inflation risks mean the Fed should no longer be defaulting to plans for further rate cuts. Waller says as the conflict in the Middle East stretches on, Waller says higher costs for oil and other commodities are likely to ripple through the economy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You know, protecting your home should not be a headache. Many security companies, they lock you into these multi-year contracts. No, SimpliSafe Home Security, they do things differently. With SimpliSafe, You get award-winning 24/7 professional monitoring around $1 a day without any long-term commitment. SimpliSafe, they just want to earn your trust every day by doing a great job. Right now, you'll get 50% off your custom system by going to simplisafe.com/Hannity. Half off when you go to simplisafe.com/Hannity. And remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
All righty, coming up Saturday, well, the amazing bagels at waiting for you, I should say. And that's at Mr. Stein's place over there on Union Road, Suite G. You can buy the bagels every Saturday, 9 to 12. Also, they're available at the Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. You can order them. It's special if you want the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel and other types, or just pick up a dozen great bagels. Follow them on Facebook at Stein's Barbecue, or order ahead. Call Brian, 805-975-5520.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale Friday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at midstateprecious.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals, near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. There's a saying that goes, circumstances make the heroes. That saying was very appropriate for the subject of today's story. Robert Leatherwood stood only 5'5" tall and weighed about 130 pounds. Robert served on the Confederate side during the Civil War and eventually migrated to Tucson, Arizona, where he became a lawman. Because of his size and fearlessness, Leatherwood was given the nickname the Little Giant. His greatest contribution was as a lawman and a politician. He served a couple of terms as county sheriff, on the Tucson City Council, as Tucson's mayor, and three terms in the territorial legislature. One of his personal greatest accomplishments was bringing the railroad to Tucson. Leatherwood was a blustery man and almost illiterate. The story is told of him betting a fellow poker player $20 that he didn't know the Lord's Prayer. The other man took him up on the bet and started, "Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep." Leatherwood interrupted him and said, "Okay, you win, and threw him a $20 gold piece. The heroic deed that started him off on his political career took place on May 22, 1886. He and two other lawmen were chasing Geronimo and 14 Apache who had a white captive. The three lawmen accidentally stumbled into the camp of the Apache. Leatherwood's two companions pulled back on their horses' reins and turned to run. But Leatherwood charged into the Apache camp, sending Geronimo and the others running for the hills. For weeks, Leatherwood was hailed a hero. Then finally, he confessed that he also had tried to turn his horse, but the gunfire spooked the horse and it ran out of control through the camp. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Petals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar, on May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Petals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County DA's office have charged an adult male and a juvenile in connection with the fire that destroyed the Templeton Feed and Grain Store last year on the 4th of July. 38-year-old Michael Joseph Steele is accused of assisting a juvenile in procuring and transporting illegal fireworks. The juvenile, whose information will not be shared, is accused of using the illegal fireworks and will be charged by juvenile wardship petition. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The celebrations will be held at the Paso Robles District Cemetery, Atascadero Faces of Freedom Memorial, and the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street, Templeton. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Still no word from Iran on the latest U.S. peace proposal. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Sweden meeting with NATO officials discussing the Strait of Hormuz.
Plan B is, what if Iran refuses to open the straits? What if Iran decides we refuse to open the straits, we're going to own the straits, and we're going to charge tolls for it? Okay, at that point, something has to be done about it. And I would argue that there are countries represented here today that are more deeply impacted by this than even the United States is.
The death of 41-year-old NASCAR legend Kyle Busch sending shockwaves throughout the racing world.
We do know he was hospitalized earlier in the week for a severe illness. And several people familiar with the situation telling the AP, Busch was testing in the Chevrolet racing simulator Wednesday when he became unresponsive and was transported to the hospital.
Fox's Madison Scarpino reporting Busch won the Cup Series championship twice. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine and very comfortable, high of 80 tonight. Today, clear, well, with a couple of clouds tonight, but mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s, and for your Saturday, say usual, some clouds in the morning, but then sunshine mid-70s, same Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then next Friday, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:54 a.m., 8:07 p.m., we are at 64 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. All right, Darsh is flying solo this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Open Mic Friday. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Call them. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can also text that to join in this morning. Very good point. Very good point. To the phone line we go. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, Chris, on your what you talked about with Braga this morning about the frequently asked questions, those leaflets were handed out the other night, Wednesday night at the Crescent Advisory Board, and they were developed from the complaints of the people that belong to those two make-believe water districts on this whole rigmarole. And so we had a question and answer period with Blaine Reilly and the other guy, Taylor Blakesley, that runs these meetings. And he's a kid from Bakersfield that works for this group called Hallmark, who runs the meetings. So that kid and the lawyer make up 98% of this 1.1 or 1.2 budget. They're two salaries and what's connected to it. So you're paying for those two people and the people connected to them. And their whole thing is they're wanting to keep the lights on and keep their program, because if they're not funded by the end of June, then they have to get rid of this joint powers agreement and go back to just managing the plan. So all this money is for the program or for administration of the board, which focuses that doesn't, you know, they're focusing on running how their group. They're not focused on administering what the plan details. Administering the plan takes different money. This Proposition 26 can only be used for administering the group, these different people's salaries.
Greg, so what you're saying is that they're looking for this money to pay the salaries, not to manage the basin.
Correct.
Okay.
So they're using a thing called ET to come up with their fees. So ET, for the listeners that don't know, it's called evapotranspiration. Basically, it's evaporation. They're measuring evaporation off of your land, the grass, the weeds, the soil, the plants, and then they're subtracting rainfall. And then they're estimating and assuming what your use is from that. Now, they're always quoting a section of the water code, 10730, 10730. And 10730 has a few different parts to it, but they only pick out the parts they want. So in every part of it, 10730 tells you that you can measure the extraction. It doesn't say you can measure the evaporation. So that's the first thing. You can measure the extraction to fund a groundwater plan if you need to. You can, and then through this section, it tells them, well, they have to have one meeting. Number two, they have to have a notice of the meeting. Number three, they have to have 20 days in between that notice and when they're going to vote. And then they have to be done before a certain period of time so it can be on the tax rolls in August 1st. So it's all done just like they were doing the 218, to follow this timeline just to fund their administration and not to fund the plan. Now, the next part of this 10730, and I have the water code right in front of me, impose a fee on extraction to fund the groundwater management plan. They're not imposing a fee to manage the plan. They're imposing a fee to manage to fund their administration. And it says until the plan is adopted. Our plan was adopted. It was turned in 2020 and adopted early 2023. So, again, extraction is the total water that is measured by a water meter that comes out of the ground. And this ET is a assumption and an estimate of what's evaporating. Now, in their thing, just over a week ago, I got an email from the Department of Water Resources from Aaron Crandall, the professional engineer that sent this back. She was asked, how do you get off of the critically overdrafted basin list? And she says, there is no process to be removed from the DWR critically overdrafted basin list. This list was released in 2016, and the designation, all it meant was that you had to turn in your plan to be approved 2 years before the other plans. So there's three groups that had to turn in plans: critical, high, and medium. All three have to continue with reports and documentation. Now, we were originally a medium in 2014, and in the middle of the night, and I have the email from the department asking the county, hey, do you want to be critical or what? If you want to be critical, you'll be up for first grant money. And also in this thing, it says, otherwise the provisions of SGMA apply equally to high and medium basins, and that the only factor was you would be eligible for more grant opportunities. So this was all about getting grants and funding their little mechanism so that these groups that became these two water districts, and the way that Bruce wanted to pass the cost on for the management that we already paid taxes for, would be done by these other people that wanted to participate. So, and I have emails from 2014, 2016, and now, and I have a bunch in between in 26 saying the same thing. We're not critical because we have a problem. We're critical because they wanted to put us in a category to get grant money and to try to take over the basin. 88% of the basin is not being represented.
You know,
the representatives for these groups are little small entities.
You know what, Greg? Again, this needs to be hammered into the people's heads. And
well,
again, wait a minute. No, what I'm gonna say is that the state, or you know, the people that want to get the grant money and to label us as uncritical. All right, that's one thing. But then the state puts mandates on cities that they're giving money to that says they have critical issues to put in more housing.
Correct.
They're mandating to do that. I wish the general public, even those that aren't on wells, would understand, and again, I say this a lot, the hypocrisy within government.
Yeah, so two more things, Kevin. One is also in this email it shows, it states that RGSA determined the amount of water that was our safe yield, not the DWR. We agreed to what the DWR asked us and say, hey, give us the numbers you want. So the numbers in that in 2016, they were saying, well, you guys should be around 61,100 acre feet of water used. Our report that was turned in for water year 2025 that was just done in April shows 61,400, a 300 acre foot difference out of 31 to 36 million acre feet of water in our basin. That's like spitting in the wind.
Yeah.
It's nothing. It shows that we do not have a problem.
Right.
And so I want to tie this into what you guys were talking about yesterday about the budget. So their whole budget process down there is they want everybody to be self-help, pay for your own roads, pay for your own water, pay for all these different things. Even though we pay taxes, the Groundwater Sustainability Agency for the county is a flood control water conservation district that we already pay money to through our property taxes to manage this stuff. Now, the other thing that they wanted in 2014 when all this was being turned over, you should understand this, is that they were going to go into court and prove that the basin was an overdraft so that they could get a prescription, and it didn't work out too good for them. And that was the other reason they wanted to be a critically overdrafted basin during that period of time. But going back to the budget, the unincorporated area in the county of San Luis Obispo is the largest surface area, but we're less than 25% of the population. So you have less than 25% of the population paying 50% of the county budget. Do we get 50% return on our investment in the county budget for what needs to be done in the unincorporated area? I don't think so.
People need to be informed. It's Greg, I don't know when this stops. So the deadline is what, where they have to get this money? It's June?
Okay, so they had to put out the thing on May 7th to meet their time period of the 20 days. So we're going to go 20 days. So the meeting that Chris reported on is going to be on the 27th. There's your 20 days. Then they're going to have this meeting, and they're going to go forward, I guarantee it, that they want to fund this thing. And then they don't have to tell anybody nothing. So when they put this on their website originally, they mixed up all the APN numbers, and we complained about it. And then they put them in order so you could find out if you were being taxed or not. And then we said, hey, well, wait a minute. you can't tax people. The time period they're using is fiscal year 24-25, but the charge is for 26-27. How do you go back to that distance when you don't know who still owns the property, what was planted now, not back then, and so on and so forth?
Right.
They don't want to do their work. They want you to do the work. Well, if you don't like what we're charging you, then you have to prove to us that it's wrong. No. All through the water code, it says you have to measure extraction. You're not measuring extraction. You're measuring evaporation.
Well,
and I don't have to prove nothing to you.
You know, that's one of the things when I first saw this on that they're telling you, you have to do this. Well, you're telling us that you're the ones that are, you know, quote unquote, managing the basin, but you're asking me to do it. The other thing that I saw from this recent letter is, again, this is laughable, is they have, and this is from Matt Boy, transparency and community engagement are central to this process. Really, community engagement and the word transparency, it's laughable.
Yeah, their whole, they never want to tell you the complete section of the water code. They're in violation of the water code. I know that the listeners always wonder, why do I call these two water districts fake water districts? In the water code, to petition to be an irrigation district like they formed themselves, you have to have a majority of land over the common source, which would be the basin, and you have to have what's called a system of works, which would be the way that you move the water between the people that want to be part of your district. And you can be up to 2 miles. They do not own the majority of land over the basin, and they do not have any system of works. So just on those two things alone, they were never legally allowed to petition to be a water district. This is why I call them fake water districts. They do not deliver water. They do not manage water. They manage their membership fields. They've been collecting money since 2017 to these people. Why these people that are part of their districts want to stay and pay? Just to give you an example, if you have irrigated agriculture and you're in the San Juan district, which is only made up of 60 people, you pay $35 an acre for your irrigated land to be part of their group. So everybody can do the multiplication on if certain. There's one guy out there that right. owns 38,000 acres.
Yep. Well, hopefully that people 11, will 10, do.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I just want everybody to be aware, and this thing's going to come up. They're going to pass right. it, but you got to stay vigilant, and you got to fight, man. You got to fight.
Indeed. Thanks so much for the help, Greg.
You got it. Take care.
All right. Hi, good morning. All right, let's see here. On the text, I read this morning that Chevron is posting signs at their stations pointing out that it is California policies making fuel costs so high, not Trump, but Newsom and the Dems, whatever. But there is something related to this because Newsom, the press team, they're telling motorists to avoid Chevron gas this holiday weekend. By the way, California's total gas tax is approximately $1.61 per gallon. So because Chevron is doing this, that the governor is telling people, which the because the Chevron stations are independently owned, by the way, so he's telling people to avoid businesses. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm here again to remind people that the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District meeting on Tuesday the 26th will again be having a discussion about the $205 million bond issue they are proposing. And it's going to add approximately, for the average home here in Paso Robles, approximately $200 to $300 a year to your property taxes. And it's all based on, of course, the your property assessment. So I encourage people to go back and listen to the first meeting presentation. But this Tuesday, there will be another presentation, and they'll take a vote as to whether or not it goes on the ballot for November.
You know, and I know that one of the bonds, the most recent one, that is slated to be paid off, I think, in 2048. The one prior to that, I think it's supposed to be paid off next year, but I haven't been able to find out when the Questor bond will be paid off.
I haven't either. I can't get any information on it. But so, this one, you know, this one's going to live with us for 40 years.
Well,
again,
I hope people realize that, you know, when you say that, you know, maybe $200 or so a year, that they keep in mind, because we forget this, because it's sunken in, is that, look, folks, you're paying on three bonds right now. Now you're going to add a fourth.
But I can tell you, and it's why I come on and make the announcement on your show and put it up on social media, is that people simply are not paying attention, and then they get their new assessment and they get their tax bill and they're absolutely shocked. And folks have just got to start paying attention to what's being proposed and make sure that they stand up and make themselves heard. And if it winds up on the ballot, make sure we defeat it.
Let's hope so.
Yes, right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Let's see here. Yeah, on the, Newsom. Newsom's press team, apparently, Newsom's press team tells motorists to avoid Chevron gas this holiday weekend. More than 95% of Chevron retail gas stations in the United States are independently owned and operated. Again, this probably, because I don't see it here yet, has to do with the fact that Chevron has put up signs saying, look, this isn't our fault. It's not Trump's fault. It's California. It's Newsom's fault. So this is the governor telling people to avoid an independently owned and operated business. Well, how about that? Chevron could do a record-setting weekend, not just because it's Memorial Day weekend, but because it's politicians doing this. Speaking of politicians on the email, our politicians used to represent their constituents. Now they have become agents of their parties. Money and media exposure are the only thing that mean anything to a politician. Well, I agree and I disagree with that. From the standpoint is, when it starts out here, our politicians used to represent their constituents. If you go back, and I've made reference to this before, in the 1840s, we started to have a lot of sleazy politicians in this country. The difference is, I think that they had a little bit more tact about it, and when they got caught being sleazebags, they paid the price in many cases, not all cases. Now it's just blatant. And the media. And there was something about media I won't have time to get into, but the FCC Commissioner Ana Gomez is urging broadcasters to stop yielding to what she described as mounting government pressure and push back against regulatory actions. And I've mentioned this before, that it's happened in the United States where an administration puts pressure through the media and the FCC to, shall we say, get along nicely or else. And I don't care what side of the fence you are on, you can't let government do this. I don't care if you like a show or don't like a show, whether it's radio or television, you can't let the government do this. The public will decide whether a show or network or whatever it may be stands on its own. We don't need the government doing this. It's just wrong. It's that simple. All right, we are done for this week here on the Morning Exchange.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Ahead of the meeting next week that will discuss adopting groundwater sustainability fees, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority has published a frequently asked questions page on their website. The meeting will be held on May 27th in Centennial Park's Norris Room and will begin at 4 p.m. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The celebrations will be held at the Paso Robles District Cemetery, Atascadero, Faces of Freedom Memorial, and the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street, Templeton. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Open mic Friday. Darsh is flying solo 12:30 till 2. The Saturday morning stuff will all be here. Gary on the jukebox with the Beach Boys in the spotlight. Don't forget, if you can help out Saturday, Sunday, and Monday morning or afternoon with the flags at the cemetery, show up early at 6:30. They would appreciate it very much. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Please try to make the ceremonies that we have here in the North County. Chris and I will be back on Tuesday. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.